on Triple J.
It's your pals, Jen and Lewis.
That's For Good by Remy on Triple J. You're Jen and Lewis, and really, really exciting times here on Triple J, because this Friday, Triple J Unearthed are throwing a massive party in Melbourne for Oz Music Month. We invite a bunch of mates, Skeggs, Ty Lyon, Mallrat, Baker Boy Lewis.
I've seen the list.
All right. I'm just listing all of them. June Rats, Alice Ivy, Remy on there. You just heard from him. Ruby Fields, Jack River, and Beck Sandridge. But there will be one more person joining the lineup, a Triple J Unearth spot that will be taken by 17-year-old Nancy Schiffer. And she joins us right now. How are you going, Nancy? Congrats.
Hi. I'm very, very excited.
Yeah, I'll bet. Where were you when you found out that you're going to be playing live at the Steps?
I was up in my room. Just, I think I was watching a movie or something. So pretty surprising.
And were you, did you tell anyone? Who was the first person you told?
I told my dad, and my room is like separate from the house. So I kind of ran around the outside, and dad, because I was like screaming, I was like, dad, guess what? But he thought I'd been bitten by a snake or something because I was screaming so loud.
It's a classic Australian story.
Have you just found out the best news of your life, or are you dying? You'll never know. So, what were you planning on doing this Friday before this?
Well, I was actually planning on going along to the event anyway, because I'm a huge fan of a lot of the artists who are playing. So a bunch of me and my mates had all planned to go up anyway. So.
And did you have to convince your dad that was going to be okay?
I did, yeah. He had a few reservations because there was a bunch of guys going too. So I was like, ooh, I don't know about this. Took me a couple of weeks to convince him, but then ironically I got the call the next day, which is pretty funny.
Did all the work. Is he going to come?
Yeah, absolutely. He'll probably be in the mosh pit trying to mosh.
So apart from this, what's like the biggest gig you've ever done?
Wow. Well, I played 4 shows at the Portfolio Folk Festival earlier this year. So that was pretty huge. One of them was in front of 500 people. So that was probably the biggest one so far.
Well, I reckon this one might be bigger. And Nancy, you're in year 11 right now. How are your exams going?
They've been okay so far. Not as scary as I thought.
What are you studying at the moment?
I do a lot of music subjects. So I do VCE music. I've just done year 12 vet music. I did music song composition, business management, and English.
That's
and
good.
Religion, but I couldn't pick that.
So you just like music, and business in case everything goes silent.
Exactly.
I saw on Instagram you posted about doing your vet music performance the day after doing like an actual gig. How do you find balancing the two?
Look, I'm not going to lie. It's a bit tricky sometimes. I'm pretty good at organizing myself, and I have a very strict, you know, routine of this is where I need to be and organizing myself that way. But music is definitely what I want to do as a career, and any opportunity I get, you know, I just have to take it. School is really secondary from that, and I'm really lucky I have very supportive parents who have allowed me to do that.
And what's the difference in terms of the performance? Like when you show up to do a performance in a room to a bunch of, you know, teachers who are grading you, and then moments before that you've played a show to like fans. How does that feel?
Oh, honestly, it was so weird walking into that assessment. I had no idea what it was going to be like. There was only 2 assessors, and one of them looked like Paul Kelly, which was even more terrifying because I immediately assumed he was Paul Kelly.
That would be so brutal if they were to do that. And the twist is Australian songwriting legend Paul Kelly yeah. will be judging you.
What did you perform for your assessment?
I did a bunch of different songs. So I played Corner Store, which was one of the singles, and the rest were all covers, I'm pretty sure. And I played a version of Solid Rock because apparently they like Aussie classics, so that was really cool.
What a tune. How long have you been writing songs?
Well, I've always really been writing stuff, but I probably started actually trying to write songs when I was about 12 years old.
Wow.
And what do you do when you're 12 years old and you want to start performing? Where did you play?
I started doing markets, and busking was a huge thing. And I got my first pub gig when I was 12 or 13, I think.
Whoa.
And I did a 2-hour set, and then the manager was like, oh, yeah, do you want to play a 3-hour gig next time? So I had to go and learn some more material. But, yeah.
How does that go, like, being in a pub when you're 13? Like, do your parents have to stand on stage with you?
Nah, my dad is absolutely brilliant. He does all my sound and helps me out heaps. So he's kind of like my bodyguard in those kind of situations. That's awesome. But he doesn't stand on stage. He just sort of sits at the back of the room. And if someone's being a bit weird, I'll just be like, that's my dad over there, everybody.
Your dad sounds like a all-round legend, like tour driver, roadie,
yeah,
antique specialist.
Do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Wow. The first serious one I wrote was called Fragile, and we were almost going to move away from beautiful Killarney, and I wrote it about how scared I was about moving. But I remember I had a song that I wrote when I was about 8 years old, and it was something about fake tan on my back was a line, and I found it a few years later and I was cringing very hard.
Get it out, Nancy. Release it.
Well, we're so excited to see you on the lineup for Live at the Steps. You going to do anything special for that? What are you thinking?
Wow. Well, I think I have a few things lined up, but you might have to wait and see.
You're with Jen and Lewis
on Triple J.